Originally, I was going down a Western Hills Viaduct, and I saw a set of staircases going up from Central Parkway to McMicken. And I just thought it would be a cool idea to see how they connected neighborhoods. Didn't get much beyond that. I went and I talked to my buddy, Shane Winslow, who I'd met from another class. And he's like, that sounds like a great idea. We'll go out today and go look at the staircases. We got into it. We was like, we might as well make it a book.
Most people are familiar with the steps at Holy Immaculata Church in Mount Adams, but Cincinnati is laced with these stairways, like you said, along Columbia Parkway, for example. How long have they been around, and what were they originally used for? Shane?
The staircases originally, they were around since the beginning of probably the city, really, once they started to expand outside of the basin. And they were, you know, wooden steps originally, and then gradually started to be transferred into concrete to get people out of the city more, mostly for the rich originally to escape the basin. And then as the city progressed even further, the middle and poorer classes started to expand up on the hillside as well.
So this kind of traces the suburbanization of Cincinnati.
Definitely does, as well as with people becoming more accustomed to living on the hillsides, how it connected the society together in different facets like religion and education.
Andrew, how did you do your research? I understand you did a lot of walking. Tell me about that.
We started off following Dusalpin's book because that was our only source at the time before we got into more of the nitty-gritty stuff in all the, like, the engineering department or other libraries around town. We just started off following her walking tours and examining, you know, the architecture of the buildings, the layout of the neighborhoods, along with the staircases and what it felt like to walk the steps. And we also got to feel how it was a shortcut for the neighborhoods. I think Young Street steps, we did a race. I got in my car and I raced him down to the bottom of the hill and he beat me.
Really?
Yeah. So that demonstrates the need for these staircases as shortcuts through neighborhoods.
So is this just the tip of the iceberg? You can write the book first. Is there a plan for a video down the line? Anything else in the works?
There could definitely be a video. With the amount of information that we've, you know, received, there could definitely be something more than the book. Just by looking at it through the, you know, lens of a camera instead of a book, you could really see the artistic significance in depth about how each stairway is, because each stairway has its own life and its own artistic feel. It's very inspirational in some cases, and very interesting to observe the, for example, the graffiti that's been laced on some of the staircases. One of my favorite aspects, actually.
Andrew Beringer and Shane Winslow, good luck with the book. Thanks for coming by this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate it.